something. Okay, is it all right? Is it turned on? Oh, good. Wow, thanks so much for coming. You know, before I speak anywhere, my biggest fear is that nobody will show up. And my family is here, my children, my granddaughter. This is great, so thanks so much. And how many of you were here when Trina talked 2 weeks ago? Isn't she great? After that talk. After that talk, I said, Trina, when I speak here, I'd love to have you sign. And she said, great, if you ever speak, just let me know. I said, how about 2 weeks from now? So you can just watch her. And I think with her here, I don't really have to do anything. Maybe that won't work. So I've been thinking a lot about freedom lately. A few weeks ago, I was asked to be on the Juneteenth committee, and we celebrated Juneteenth in South Park yesterday. I conducted a bus tour. Now, Juneteenth is one of my very favorite holidays, and I celebrate it every year, even though sometimes I celebrate it all by myself. How many of you know what Juneteenth is? Well, don't worry if you don't, because it's fairly obscure, although very meaningful to me. So I'll give you a little bit of the history. On September 22, 1862, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, but it didn't go into effect until January 1, 1863. And it only applied to the slaves. Now, the Emancipation Proclamation freed the slaves, right? Everybody knows that? But it only applied to the slaves in the states that had seceded. And they had their own government. You know, Jefferson Davis and the Confederacy and all that, they didn't give a flying fig what Abraham Lincoln had to say. So of the 4 million slaves that were enslaved at that time, on January 1st, 1863, only about 50,000 became free. It wasn't until the Union took over the various states, see, that then the slaves were free. So on June 18th, 1865, General Gordon Graham and 2,000 Union soldiers marched into Galveston. And that was the last state to be reclaimed by the Union. And on June 19th, 1865, General Graham issued General Order Number 3, standing on the balcony of Ashton Villa, which is still there in Galveston. And here's what he said. The people in Texas are informed that in accordance with the proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor. So since then, Juneteenth is celebrated as the real Freedom Day. Now, it was especially important to me to be able to participate in the Juneteenth celebration here because of Lawrence's history. And in case any of you don't know, I'll give you a brief rendition. Lawrence was founded in 1854 by a group of abolitionists that came west from Massachusetts, which is why, you know, the main street is Massachusetts. Amos Lawrence was one of the major founders of this enterprise, which is why the town is named Lawrence. Now, from its beginning, Lawrence was an outlaw town because the Fugitive Slave Act had been passed in 1850, and you could go to prison if you rescued, or in some vernacular, if you stole slaves, or if you sheltered a runaway. So basically, all the founding fathers of Lawrence were lawbreakers. People held in bondage who wanted to travel the Underground Railroad, of which obviously we were a major stop, knew three destinations, basically. Canada, the North Star, or the North Pole. Not that anybody went to the North Pole, but you followed the North Star. And Lawrence. Lawrence was considered the city of freedom. If you made it this far, you were free. So we had various names, City of Freedom, World Capital of Abolitionism, and Hotbed of Radicalism. The third name persists. Okay, now in this church we often speak of becoming free. We sing that song, I am free, I am unlimited. But what does that really mean? In the middle 1800s, the idea of freedom tore this country apart. Freedom is a loaded word. It's a heavy word, not to be taken lightly. And the idea behind Juneteenth is important for us to consider as well. Now, theoretically, the slaves were free with the Emancipation Proclamation, but it took 2.5 years to become a reality. I believe we all have times when we declare ourselves free from whatever shackles may bind us, be it rigid family ties, expectations, outdated beliefs. But it takes time to grow into the full realization that allows us to act on our freedom. Now, for those of you who were here a couple of weeks ago, Trina told her story, which is an excellent example. And, you know, I hope I do it correctly. If not, forgive me. It's by memory. She met with her life coach, Jay Pryor, and told him of her dreams and aspirations. And he asked her, well, why don't you just do it? And that was when she proclaimed her emancipation. See, she realized she was free. Well, as soon as she left the office, all the doubts and questions came in. Like, how am I going to pay the bills? What am I going to have to give up? Will I have to lose something that's dear to me? Will I have to get out of my comfort zone? Am I going to have a comfort zone at all? For heaven's sakes, I have to go to Indonesia. So it takes a lot of time, yeah, to figure these things out. Freedom. Freedom is a really big deal. Now, General Gordon Granger, General Gordon Granger is the one that marched into Galveston. You know, I'm going to put on my glasses. Maybe I'll get the names right. Because I want to read the rest of what he said, because it's really important. You see, he added something to General Order Number 3 that I don't think was really there. But here's what he said. The freed men, that meant everybody back then, are advised to remain quietly at their present homes and work for wages. They are informed that they will not be supported in idleness either here or elsewhere. Now, many of them did that. Some of them went west. Some of them settled Nicodemus in Kansas. Some of them went searching for relatives. But a lot of them stayed put. In other words, and this is true for all of us, we can know that we are free, but we can decide to stay where we are. But here's the deal. If we choose to act on our freedom, we are fully in charge. No one will support us in idleness, right? We're in charge. No one else can walk this road for us. As the old song says, I have to walk it by myself. And yet freedom is sweet. It's worth every hardship. Freedom is what we all desire. The liberated people in Galveston danced in the streets, and they have danced in the streets every year for 150 years. And freedom may not happen just once. You know, we may declare our independence, we may declare our emancipation, make a lot of changes in our lives, and then get stuck in another rut. And then we have to emancipate ourselves again. I remember becoming free, proclaiming my emancipation for the first time when I left home and went to college. I was born in Wichita, Kansas. When I was 9 and a half, my father got a job in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we moved there. I hated it. Racism was everywhere. I felt like I couldn't breathe. The white people in that town said that Shreveport was the last stronghold of segregation. I prayed every night to return to Kansas. And finally, when I was 17 and I graduated from high school, I was accepted at Stanford and Florida. I knew I was coming to KU. But it wasn't an easy choice. My mother had had her last child when I was 16, my baby brother Mark. Her father died right about the same time, and she wasn't able to go to his funeral. She was depressed. Now you'd probably say postpartum depression. At 16, I was the one who got up at night with the baby. I was the one who fed and diapered him. When I wasn't at school, I was caring for my brother. He came with my parents to deliver me to KU. And after I was unpacked and ready to go into the dorm, they were sitting in the car on the parking. I remember walking into Caruth O'Leary, and my brother Mark, 16 months old, started calling, "Doe! Dodie, Dodie, Doe!" And he called that call through that whole long walk from the car to the doors of Caruth O'Leary. And I knew if I looked back, I would go back. So I remember saying to myself, just keep walking. It was the hardest thing I had ever done in my life. The first semester wasn't exactly a bust, but wasn't all that hot either. I was supposed to come to KU with my best friend from high school. Her parents bribed her with a car to stay and go to the local college. Some of you may find their reasoning amusing. They didn't want her to come with me because they thought we were lesbians. They told her this after she had lived with a woman for 20 years and they'd raised two children together. That new car didn't really work so well. I didn't make many friends. I was lonely. I desperately missed my brother. But when I thought about going home, no, I wanted my freedom. And I remember distinctly my Juneteenth moment. I was sitting in Mr. Gridley's English class next to this really nice girl named Bev. And just on the spur of the moment, without really giving it any thought, I knew she also lived in Caruth O'Leary. I said, "Will you be my roommate next semester?" Both of us were really surprised, because there hadn't been any prelude to this. Turned out that her roommate had gotten pregnant and was planning to quit and get married. So we became roommates, and we were best friends for the next 50 years. Everything else just kind of fell into place. My brother was fine. My mother stepped up to the plate and became an excellent mom. We're still very close. And I now look on that time when I walked in the dorm while my brother called to me as a watershed moment. It wasn't just the plaintive cry of a baby, but a test of my resolve. And I believe this is what we look at when we decide to act on our freedom. We all need something like that to enable us to be sure we want to step off the precipice, for gaining our freedom sometimes requires the faith to step into the abyss. We don't know what's there. Fortunately, we can change our minds. I could always have gone home. Or we can stay the course. With Mark's call to me to come back, however, it was as if the universe were asking, are you sure?